Okay, let's get cracking. Today we are continuing in the third parak of Maseches Challah. Today we are learning Parak Gimel Mishnah Hey and Parak Gimel Mishnah Vav. By way of introduction to the next group of Mishnayos, we should just know at the Pasuk in Parsha Shlach, when describing the obligation of separating Challah, uses the word Ariso Sechem to describe the dough that you're separating Challah from. And Ariso Sechem literally means your doughs, that it has to be your dough that you are separating challah from. Now the Gemara in Maseches Menachos uses this word to teach us that dough that belongs to a non-Jew is excluded from the halachos of challah. Only a dough belonging to a Jew is obligated in challah. With that in mind, we're going to learn now Perek Gimel Mishnah Hey and Perek Gimel Mishnah Vav. Says the Mishnah, Oved kochavim shenasan liYisrael laasos lo isa. If a non-Jew gave flour to a Jew in order to make dough for the non-Jew, says the Mishnah, pitura min hachalah. The dough is exempt, is not obligated in challah. After all, the dough itself belongs to a non-Jew. The challah is being baked for a non-Jew. Therefore, there is no obligation to separate challah from this dough. Continues the Mishnah though, Nisana lo matana. If, however, the non-Jew gave the dough to the Jew as a matana, as a gift, and it was simply being prepared then by the Jew, then what is the halacha? Ad shelo gilgil. If the non-Jew gave the dough to the Jew before it was completely kneaded, like we said, that's the point when the obligation of challah arises, chayiv, then the Jew is obligated to separate challah when he finishes kneading the dough. Why? Because the dough is now owned by the Jew when the challah obligation takes effect, right? He owns the dough. Now that it's obligated in challah, he's obligated to separate the challah. However, says the Mishnah, umisha gilgal, if, however, the non-Jew gave the dough to the Jew after he completed kneading the dough, then potter. Then he is exempt, then he is not obligated in separating challah. Why? Because at that point it still belonged to the non-Jew at the time when the challah obligation took effect, and therefore certainly it's not going to be obligated in challah because it didn't belong to a Jew at that time. Continuing now in the Mishnah. If a Jew is making dough together with a non-Jew, each of them has a part ownership in the dough. So, Me'ein b'shal Yisrael kashir challah. The halacha is that if the portion owned by the Jew does not contain the minimum amount that obligates you in challah, which was, like we learned previously, 5 rivaim of flour, then patura min challah, then the dough is exempt from challah. Again, the obligation's only going to be there if the Jew owns at least 1 1/4 kaf, which again is 5 rivaim, of the flour. And that's going to obligate all of it in challah, again, provided that the Jew owns at least that minimum amount of the dough. Continuing now with Perek Gimel Mishnah Vav, as we continue our discussion, but now we're going to be dealing with the context of a ger, of someone who converts to Judaism. He owned the challah at one point, but the question is going to be, at what point did he own the challah for the purposes of requiring the separation of challah from the dough? Says the Mishnah, Gershon is Gaya, if someone converts to Judaism, the Hoysalo Isa, and he owned a thing of dough. So what's the halacha? Nases ad shalonis gayer, if it was completed before he converted, meaning if it was fully kneaded in the case of wheat, if the barley dough was packed together, like we learned previously, before he converted to Judaism, then potter, then he's certainly exempt from separating challah because it belonged to him as a non-Jew, and therefore there's no obligation to separate challah from it. However, says the Mishnah, Umish Nisgayer, if the dough was completed after he converted, if it was fully processed after he converted to Judaism, then chayev, then he's obligated to separate challah from it, because he was a full-fledged, complete Jew when the challah obligation took effect. However, continuing in the Mishnah, Ve'im Safik, if it is unclear, if there is a doubt, if they're uncertain whether the dough was made before he converted to Judaism or after he converted to Judaism, chayiv, he is obligated to separate challah from it. Because there is a doubt whether the dough is obligated in challah, we have to deal with it in a stricter way and separate challah from it. We have a general concept of safek de'oraisa l'chumra, that when there's a doubt when it comes to a de'oraisa thing, we are more strict, we are more machmir, and then he's going to need to separate it in a case of doubt. However, ve'in chayavin aleha chomish. But says the Mishnah, if a non-kohanim, if a zar, if someone who's not supposed to normally eat challah, inappropriately eats this particular challah where there's a doubt, we're not sure, was he obligated to separate it or not? Was it completed when he was a non-Jew, or was it completed when he was a Jew? So we don't add the additional fifth that the czar, that the non-Kohen has to pay. Normally, if a non-Kohen eats challah, we make him pay an additional chomish, an additional fifth. But here, in this case of Suffolk, we wouldn't, because again, as it is, we're dealing with a more lenient type of situation where we're unsure if there's an obligation to begin with. And just a another opinion in our Mishnah, Rabbi Akiva says, Hakol holech achar hakrima batanur. Rabbi Akiva is going to completely go in a different direction than what we've been saying until now. Until now we've been saying that the challah obligation begins when it is kneaded, when it is packed together. In the case of barley, once it's processed, before it is baked, and at that point, the obligation of separating challah begins. However, Rabbi Akiva is of the opinion, no, that it's all dependent on the time when the crust of the dough begins to form. So the question is, according to Rabbi Akiva, whether the convert is obligated to separate challah from his dough or not does not depend on when the dough is kneaded. Rather, according to Rabbi Akiva, it depends on when the dough actually becomes fully baked in the oven. And again, this doesn't only apply to the case of the convert, but any of the cases that we've been discussing until now, according to Rabbi Akiva, it's not dependent on when it's processed in the outside of the oven, when it's kneaded, when it's packed together. Rather, according to Rabbi Akiva, it's dependent upon the point in which it becomes crusted in the oven. But as the bartender points out, we don't paskin like Rabbi Akiva. Quick review. Perek Gimel Mishnah Hey began discussing the case of a non-Jew who gave the dough to a Jew to make dough for him. So we said that if it belongs to a non-Jew, then it is not going to be obligated in challah. If, however, the non-Jew gave the dough to a Jew as a gift, then it's going to depend at what point it was given to him as a gift. If it was given to him before it was fully kneaded, and now when it becomes kneaded, then he's certainly going to be obligated in challah, because it belonged to him when it became obligated in challah. However, if it was given to him after it became obligated in challah, after it was kneaded, then he would be potter, then he would be exempt from separating challah, because it belongs to a non-Jew at the time when the challah obligation began. And then we said that if a Jew and a non-Jew together are making challah together, so part of the dough belongs to the Jew, part of the dough belongs to the non-Jew, so we said that if the Jew doesn't own at least 1 1/4 kav of the dough, then it's not going to be obligated in challah. But if he does own that 1 1/4 kav, that minimum amount of dough, then it would be obligated in challah. And then Perek Gimel Mishnah Vav discussed the case of the Ger Shenisgaya, the individual who converts to Judaism and he owned dough. So the question is, what stage of processing and development was the dough when he converted? So we said that if it was fully processed, if it was fully kneaded and so on before he converted, then he's going to be exempt from challah. Now, because again, at this point in time, it is at the point rather that he was that he converted, it was already obligated in challah, but at that point it belonged to a non-Jew, and therefore he's not going to be obligated in challah. If, however, says the Mishnah, it became fully processed once he already was a Jew, then certainly that point is going to be obligated in separating challah, because it belonged to a Jew when it became obligated in challah. Then we said, if we're not sure, if we're mesupak, at what point was it processed? Was he a Jew? Was he not a Jew? So we say that we're mesupak, there's a doubt, so we're going to obligate him in separating challah, but we're going to be a little bit more lenient and not require the additional fifth if a non-Kohen ends up eating such dough. And then we concluded with the opinion of Rabbi Akiva, namely that it all depends not on the processing, not on the kneading, not on when it's packed together, when the dough is packed together with the water and so on, but according to Rabbi Akiva, it depends on when the crust starts to form in the oven. But again, we don't pass. And that way, we generally assume that the challah obligation takes effect once the actual dough is packed together, or once the actual dough is fully processed by being kneaded. Have a great day.